Facing the possibility of a total closure of the king salmon fishery this summer and new dipnet openings, people from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are speaking up on all sides of the issue. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
This year is the first time that king salmon fishing in the Kuskokwim drainage could be closed for the entirety of the king run. Many oppose the new regulations, though some support the closure. Producing a dipnet opener in mid-June has many confused, since dipnetting in the lower Kuskokwim is not a traditional fishing method. Nunapichuk elder Natalia Berlin said she's skeptical of dipnets.
They probably won't catch a lot of fish. Do people catch fish with dipnets around here? It's going to be hard.
Due to low king counts last year, with escapement as low as 48,000, Alaska Department of Fish and Game officials and advisory groups agree that the fishing season will likely start close to king salmon May 20th. This has some local subsistence fishers anxious about the possibility of not being able to stock up enough salmon for the winter. Napakiak elder Adam Miller says he's frustrated.
I don't like the idea of a closure. We used to fish back in the day with no closures. We had no white people bossing us around.
He said kings were more plentiful in the old days, and many thought they would never see the day that king salmon fishing could be closed indefinitely throughout a whole season. The closure has some supporters, though. Nunapichuk elder John Berlin says modern pressure on the ecosystem requires conservation for future generations.
If the animals we use had no one watching over them, making sure they're doing good, they would have already been gone.
Berlin says people should be adaptable. He recalls a similar situation with moose hunting in the Kusko a few years back. There was a lot of opposition to the closure. After half a dozen years of closures, moose numbers grew to a point that openings were allowed again. He compares king salmon to jackrabbits. He remembers a time when jackrabbits were plentiful in his area.
There were many jackrabbits in our area, but when we started using snow machines, they were able to chase and hunt them till there were almost none, and they haven't recovered.
He says he can't oppose the Alaska Department of Fish and Game because he believes they only restrict the harvest of animals that are in danger of disappearing. Some Yupik subsistence fishers are preparing to harvest other species of salmon. Tuntutuliak elder James Charles says the Yupik word for fish, naka, shows that all fish are food.
The Yupik word for fish can mean food, be it chum, king, red, or silver. It's all food. We never caught a lot of kings when I was a boy because there were no king nets to buy. Those short nets were all made by hand, so they mostly fished for fresh king meals in the spring if they weren't too late. After that, people would fish mainly for chum. That was our food from fall through winter.
Nunapichuk elder Natalia Chelyak says that during this challenging time, it's important to remember the Yupik cultural morals about helping one another.
Let me tell you about my grandfather. When my grandfather was old and couldn't do much, he used to spend his winters weaving short nets. He used to complete several nets, sometimes five. Then in spring, he'd give them to his grandchildren. That's how people were in the old days.
The Federal Subsistence Board meets in Anchorage April 15 through 17 to decide on whether to limit king fishing to local residents only if a surplus of king salmon return to the Kuskokwim River. But officials estimate a surplus return is unlikely. In Bethel, this is Charles Enoch.